You bet we're thinking ahead to the weekend and temperatures and forecasts and such like. It's the 47th annual Park Point Art Fair, and we're having the opportunity to talk to a variety of different artists who will be exhibiting their work at the art fair. Ray Schellerud joins us this morning in the studio, a ceramicist. Hi, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got such a fascinating story because, well, for one thing, you took part in the Park Point Art Fair back in, what did you tell me, 1976?
Yes, that's right.
When you were a student here at UMD, how did that come about?
Well, one of the other students, she was a grad student at the time, Pat Joyle, who I think was one of the originators of the Park Point Art Fair, we got to be friends, and we just asked if we could come in, and I think at that time, the art fair wasn't what it is today. There wasn't as many artists, and I think with the kindness that she had, she said, come on down. We didn't have tents. We just set up on picnic tables, and we had a good time.
And to extend that kind of inclusion for students and to say, hey, you know, have the opportunity to show your work and stuff, that must have been really kind of a morale booster for you.
It was, and at the time, we were just poor students, so to get a little extra income was even better.
Yeah, and the nice thing about pottery is that you can set it out and say, put money in it. You can not only sell it, but you can set it out and say, hey, walk by and throw some money in it. What a great idea.
Yep.
People never throw money at paintings, for example. So then you write in your biography that life took you away from ceramics for a while. How did that happen? That sounds almost sad, kind of.
Well, I did pottery for a few years after college, and I had gotten married, and then I started having kids, and they became pretty much the focal point of my life. And I always had the passion, and I knew at some point in my life I wanted to return to do pottery. And as the years went by, probably around 25, 30 years, a friend of mine who's a local potter suggested I take a few classes at LSC at night. And I slowly got back into it. And then when I retired, I hooked up with the Duluth Art Institute, which has been a great inspiration for me, and I've been pretty much doing it full-time since then. So
obviously in that 25, 30 years, the idea of pottery and creating pottery never really left your mind completely, because you were still talking with artists, you know, and your friend said, why don't you take some classes, and that seemed like a good idea to you. What was it like for you when you went back to class and the first time you kind of got your hands in clay again after 25 or 30 years?
I mean, it almost felt like I had never left it. But there were so many things that in those 25 years that I knew I wanted to try, you know, various techniques and things. And I'm still kind of, I haven't found like one area where I have a special interest. I keep trying all kinds of new things. It's still very exciting for me.
Yeah, kind of that kid in a candy store feeling, sort of like I don't know which direction to go first, maybe?
That's right. You know, you see something maybe online or in a magazine and you go, wow, I really want to try that. And, you know, I have the time now and I can try it.
So, obviously, being bored in your retirement and twiddling your thumbs and wondering, what will I do with myself, is not a part of your retirement at all.
No, it isn't. No, I'm very busy. I don't do the pottery. I probably do it 9 months out of the year. I have other interests that I like to do. And when it comes to this time of the year, it's kind of a full-time thing.
Now, you mentioned that you have a studio in your home. If you're going to have something as big as a pottery, do you have a pottery wheel then?
I have a wheel. I have two electric kilns, and I have a few other
accoutrements of the
equipment
potter
that I use. Mm-hmm. Yep, and I store my clay there.
Must be down in the basement where
garage.
Oh, in the, I was going to say, if it's down in the basement to handle the heaviness of these things. So is it the kind of thing that you can do where you can throw the garage door open or whatever and you can kind of enjoy the day and you're almost working outside, sort of?
Sure. I have a room in the back of my garage that I keep heated, and I work there during the winter time. And I also work out of the Duluth Art Institute at the 23rd Street building, and that's mainly where I do my firing. They have a gas kiln that I fire with there, but I also throw there. They have a nice shop there, a lot of people. You get a lot of inspiration from other people there, so it's been good for me.
I bet it's fun to work with other like-minded folks again, you know, almost the way you did at the beginning when you were a student, and students are, you know, everybody's working on projects and they're kind of bouncing ideas and mm-hmm. techniques and inspirations off one another.
It is, and there are so many renters down there that have put off doing their pottery for many years. It's something that they've always wanted. But what's interesting is you'll find that people will take a class or two at the Art Institute or up at LSC or up at UMD here, and they become addicted. And I always tease the people that, you know, you'll get some people that pretty soon they're skipping work and coming down there to work. So
the next time somebody in your shop calls in sick, you don't go home. You don't go to their house to see if they're really sick. You go start haunting some of these artist hangout places to see if they're really secretly making art on company time.
That's right, especially the clay studios.
Okay. Well, we've got the inside scoop now, Ray. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, I'm struggling all week. I know you say break a leg to actors to wish them good luck, but I'm guessing break anything is a bad idea to wish a ceramicist.
Yeah, don't say break a finger or anything.
Break
like that.
Don't break anything. How about
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
How about don't break anything and have a great Park Point weekend.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ray. Ray Schellerud, ceramicist, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. KUMD is the official radio station of the 47th Annual Park Point Art Fair and Art Week. All this week on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.